We are reading from the writings of Bala Sulam, the article Love of Man and Love of God, headline, Why was the Torah not given to the patriarchs? You can ask select and selected questions, maybe aired during the lesson.
Please.
Headline, Why was the Torah not given to the patriarchs? By this, we have clarified the first three questions. But there still remains the question, how is it possible to observe it? For it is seemingly impossible. You should know that this is why the Torah was not given to the patriarchs, but to their children's children. A complete nation of 600,000 men from 20 years of age and on. They were asked if each and every one were willing to take upon himself the sublime work and goal. And after each and every one said, we will do and we will hear, the matter became possible. For it is clear beyond doubt that if 600,000 men have no other engagement in life but to stand guard and see that no need is left unsatisfied in their friends, and they even do it with true love, with all their soul and might, there is absolutely no doubt that there will not be a need in any person in the nation to worry about his own sustenance. For he will have 600,000 loving and loyal people watching over him, so not a single need is left unsatisfied.
So we see no one has the forces to do anything. It's all by holding each other, only in the forces of arvut and connection. Yep.
This answers why the Torah was not given to the patriarchs. For in a small number of people, the Torah cannot be observed. It is impossible to begin the work of Lishma as is described above, which is why the Torah was not given to them.
No questions. I think we should read it again.
Yes, so again, the headline, Why was the Torah not given to the patriarchs? By this, we have clarified the first three questions. But there still remains the question, how it is possible to observe it, for it is seemingly impossible. You should know that this is why the Torah was not given to the patriarchs, but to their children's children, a complete nation of 600,000 men from 20 years of age and on. They were asked if each and every one were willing to take upon himself these sublime work and goal. And after each and every one said, we will do and we will hear, the matter became possible. For it is clear beyond doubt that if 600,000 men have no other engagement in life but to stand guard and see that no need is left unsatisfied in their friends, and they even do it with true love, with all their soul and might, there is absolutely no doubt that there will not be a need in any person in the nation to worry about his own sustenance. For he will have 600,000 loving and loyal people watching over him, so not a single need is left unsatisfied. This answers why the Torah was not given to the patriarchs. For in a small number of people, the Torah cannot be observed. It is impossible to begin the work of Lishma as is described above, which is why the Torah was not given to them.
Odessa.
Odessa.
Lo shomim. Odessa lo rotza lishol.
Rav, shto?
They don't want to ask?
Ну, за некраще Мигили Срим Вимала.
From 20 years and onward, it means that it means when a person comes into a state where he has 10 sefirot of direct light and then 10 sefirot of reflected light, and then he can work in order to bestow. That's what it's called. Don't ever pay attention to numbers.
Ita 4.
Rab, questa condizione delle 600.000 anime, del fatto che
the state of 6,000 years of the soul,
mi porta a pensare a qualcosa che è un po'
it leads me to think about something that is kind of utopian versus the reality I live in. How to overcome how it seems so impossible in my eyes to reach that.
It doesn't matter possible or impossible. What you're doing is, by this you're giving the Creator an opportunity to help you. Not that you yourself have to do anything, but give the Creator an opportunity to make the right vessel out of you. And not that you're making the right vessel on your own. So that's why just to perform actions that are demanded of you. The rest, on that it's written, the Creator will finish the work for me. That's it. Okay.
PT 24.
If we don't need to pay attention to numbers, it says here 600,000, and at first they were a few, then they became 600,000. What are these numbers? What do they mean? Coarseness?
We'll learn what the numbers mean. Kabbalists, in this way, establish the degrees, the lights, the vessels, reflected light, direct light, records. It's in order to give them some kind of to name it in such a way, but not that it's worth it for us to start comparing between all these names. 600,000, 6,000.
24,
10, and 5, and 2. There are a lot of numbers. I don't think it's worth touching it, because what's important is not what you're saying, calling a number, but what is the number itself? What does it symbolize? And because we don't know that yet, so it's not worth getting confused about it. It'll gradually be revealed, and from that revelation, you'll see as much as it's essential. Okay? Okay. PT 25.
Rav, if all the numbers here are spiritual matters, then what are the patriarchs in the 10? What does it mean they didn't receive the Torah? How can we understand it in our language?
The patriarchs is called Keter Chochma Bina. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Above them, it's the upper force, the Creator. Keter is divided into a few parts. And the patriarchs, the fathers are Keter Chochma Bina, and then the sons, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, and so on.
So what does it mean that it became, that they became a nation? What does that mean? That it has to be a big group, like he says. How does the process work here if it's not numbers from our world? What is it then that brings the Torah to the person?
Torah comes to a person by connecting with his friends together, and together with them wants to connect to the upper force of bestowal, and then they start receiving corrections from that and fulfillments.
Barur.
Clear.
Queens.
Okay. Queens.
Доброе утро, дорогой Раф. Вот это выражение «сделаем и услышим», она...
This expression «we shall do and we shall hear».
Чтобы удерживаться в намерении...
What is it about to hold on to the intention correctly?
It's that first we have to do what the Torah demands of us, and then we need to hope that we...
Ташлум.
Get a payment for it. And this payment will be expressed by the force of bestowal that we will feel that is growing in us.
Tbilisi.
Tbilisi.
Доброе утро, Рав. Я пока еще молодой кабале. Очень интересно, вот про отцы Билли это желание.
I'm still new to the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Он так создал потом свой клей и назвал его Израиль. И есть два желания.
So the creator created a desire, a vessel called Israel, and there's the desires of Israel and the land of Israel. How to understand this correctly?
Israel.
And we have to prepare all the vessels, so...
Israel is called Yashar El, meaning aimed straight to the Creator. Israel, Yashar El, straight to the Creator. If a person goes in that direction, that he wants to reach an understanding and awareness and attainment, the Creator, he is called Israel. Each and every one. Whoever has that direction. That's it. Simple. Don't confuse yourself with all kinds of other philosophies.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, why do we need a complete nation to carry out the Arvut?
For the law of Arvut to take place, you need a complete vessel that each one will hold each one. And if you'll be lacking something, it won't be a complete vessel, and it won't have the force of Arvut. The Arvut comes from the Creator, this force. It's the upper light that is revealed between everybody. If a number of people, 600,000, let's say, that connect between them, it's not according to the number of humans. It's a force. That's what it's called. So if they connect between them, they have a force called Arvut, that we all hold everybody else.
No.
Ita 4.
Rav, ho una domanda di un amico, il quale dice, tra 50 anni ci sarà ancora qualcuno in grado di sapere interpretare la Torah in senso cabalistico?
He asks if in 50 years there will be a person who will be able to decipher the Torah in Kabbalistic terms, if someone will be able to do it.
Of course, every generation and his interpreters, meaning that every generation come people who are developed in spirituality more than the environment, and they can explain to the environment what their role is, the people in this world, what they need to do, and that's how it is in every generation. We are in the end of the generations, as Bala Sulam writes, in the generation of Gemar HaTikun, the end of correction, meaning we are already able to be in a vessel that is advancing towards the general correction, that we and with us all of humanity will be rewarded with the upper light correcting us, connecting between us, and filling us, that we'll all be in adhesion with the Creator.
Latin free.
Rab, shalom amigos. Rab, ¿qué es ocuparse de un amigo con amor verdadero, con toda su fuerza y con todo el alma?
Carlos is asking, what does it really mean to take care of the friend with all his soul and might?
Like on himself. Simple.
אין לנו דוגמה אחרת.
We don't have any other example. Белаус.
In the article, I heard that the Torah cannot be carried out in a small number of people. On the other hand, we work on our vut in the 10. How does it coincide?
We have to start connecting in the 10, and according to our attempts, the Creator will already give us a bigger vessel.
Tov. Moshe.
Okay, Moshe.
We are in the headline, all of Israel are responsible for one another. In light of the above, we can understand a perplexing saying by our sages who said, all of Israel are responsible for one another.
Israel, meaning whoever's aimed to reach the Creator. So all those people that are yearning to reach the Creator, revelation, revealing Him, they are called Israel. And they, if they're really aimed in that direction, so they're in avut, they're in responsibility of one another.
Furthermore, Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, adds, the world is judged by its majority. It follows that we are also responsible for all the nations of the world. I wonder, this seems inconceivable. For how can one be responsible for the sins of a person whom he does not know? It is said specifically, the fathers will not be put to death for the children, and the children will not be put to death for the fathers. Every man will be put to death for his own sin. Now we can understand the meaning of the words in utter simplicity. For it has been explained that it is utterly impossible to observe Torah and Mitzvot unless the entire nation participates. It follows that each one becomes responsible for his friend. This means that the reckless make the observers of the Torah remain in their filth, for they cannot be completed in bestowal upon others and love of others without their help. Thus, if some in the nation sin, they make the rest of the nation suffer because of them. This is the meaning of what is written in the Midrash, Israel, one of them sins, and all of them feel. Rabbi Shimon said about this, it is like people who were seated in a boat. One of them took a drill and began to drill under him. His friends told him, what are you doing? He replied, why do you care? Am I not drilling under me? They replied, the water is rising and flooding the boat. As we have said above, Because the reckless are immersed in self-love, their actions create an iron fence that prevents the observers of Torah from even beginning to observe the Torah and mitzvot properly. Now we will clarify the words of Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, who says, since the world is judged by its majority, and the individual is judged by its majority, if one performs one mitzvah, happy is he, for he has sentenced himself and the entire world to the side of merit. If he commits one sin, woe unto him, for he has sentenced himself and the entire world to the side of merit. As it is said, and one sinner destroys much good. We see that Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, takes the matter of the Arvut even further, for he says, the world is judged by its majority. This is because, in his opinion, it is not enough for one nation to receive the Torah and mitzvot. He came to this opinion either by observing the reality before us, for we see that the end has not yet come, or he received it from his teachers. The text also supports him, as it promises us that at the time of redemption, the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and also all the nations will flow onto him, and many more verses. This is the reason he conditioned the Arvut on the entire world, to tell you that an individual too cannot come to the desired goal by observing Torah and Mitzvot, if not through the assistance of all the people in the world. Thus, each and every mitzvah that an individual performs affects the whole world. It is like a person who weighs beans on a scale, and each and every bean he puts on the scale induces the desired final decision. Likewise, each mitzvah that the individual performs before the whole earth is full of knowledge develops the world so it will come to this. It is said, and one sinner destroys much good, since through the sin he commits, he reduces the weight on the scale, as though that person took back the bean he had put on the scale. By this, he turns the world backward.
Okay, there's a lot of things here. We won't be able to interpret it all. We have 10 minutes left. So let's see what the women are asking, and the rest will continue tomorrow. Please.
Kabu 5. Why do they say we shall do and we shall hear?
Because we need to do what we need to do in order to open the force of bestowal called Bina, which is also called listening, hearing.
Moscow 16. Are we, Bnei Baruch, in a state of we shall do and we shall hear? What do we lack to be responsible for each other?
Well, still not in that deed and then in general, but there are a few that are already a bit in it.
Moscow 4, 600,000 men, 20 years and on, who were asked if they each agree to accept this work and sublime goal. When a person agrees to this work and goal, he's already in a state where he feels that he's not alone, but with the friends, how do you come to such a readiness?
That's what we're trying to do. We want the force of the Elvut in order to reach that state that we each hold each other, and then we come close to one another and we incorporate in one another. And from our incorporation, each one that is incorporated with the forces of the other, then each one of us will be corrected in something, and then all of us together become a complete Patsuf, big spiritual Patsuf. That's already the Patsuf of Gmar Tikkun. Please.
And in Hebrew, if there will be 600,000 who will care for me, then I can bestow. But until I have that, I can't. So should I ask the Creator to have 600,000 others who will care for me?
The system is organized in a way that you do have those 600,000. You shouldn't worry about that. You should worry as much as you're incorporated in them and you help them. To that extent, you automatically get support from them.
Haifa 11. Still, it's unclear why the Torah was not given to the patriarchs. Both the question and the answer are not clear.
They didn't have sufficient forces for it because they had a small number. And in that small number of participants, you cannot keep the Ovut. That's why they had no vessel ready according to the quantity of people they had in connection to discover the upper force, the Creator. He had to have, as we say, 600,000. That's the complete whole vessel. That's why the Torah wasn't given to the patriarchs.
Who are those who are the sinners, and what is my arvut? How is it expressed towards the friends in all the world?
Those are the ones that, to begin with, are willing to keep the arvut, and they're brought to the group for it, but they don't want to add their own forces in there. That's why they disturb the others from reaching Ovut.
That's it for now. Thank you.
Okay, so what we were speaking about now, there were questions from the men, but if not now, so we'll talk about them later. I'm aware that the lesson today is a bit by us bumping into it every so often, so there are reasons for it. And we will try, by getting stuck. So there's reasons, but we'll keep scrutinizing it together. Info.
Hello, shalom, friends. We're here to invite all of us together and to connect, to warm our hearts and unite. In the first preparation connection to the convention, Just the Friends. That's the name of our kenes, Just the Friends. It will take place on Zoom at 5:45 a.m. Israel time after today morning lesson. Please come. And message will be sent to all the friends. Thank you very much.
So with this we conclude. Thank you and a good day. Let's sing a song.
insanın yüreği bir sözü demek ister. Her insanın canı bir yolda gitmek ister. Her ser insan durur, hoşbak olmak çalışır. Bu fikri özünle her yola o aparır. Bu sözü bir adı var, bu yolun bir tadı var. Unutma beni kardeş, özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik bu sözü biz eşitirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, ancak onu isteyirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir yolda biz çalışırık. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir yolda biz sevinirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. İstirik biz ancak tüm dünya hoşbakt olsun. Her canın yüreğinde sevgi canında olsun. Ancak bu güzel yolda yürek çoklu sevinir. İnsan insana sevgi dost kardeş olar. Bu sözü bir adı var, bu yolun bir adı var. Unutma beni kardeş, özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik bu sözü biz eşitirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, ancak onu isteyirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir yolda biz çalışırız. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir yolda biz sevinirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Lay lay lay lay lay lay. Birlik birlik, lay lay lay lay lay lay lay.